Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to the Learning to Fly podcast. It is Sunday, October 1st, and I am thrilled to be here with you. It has been a really interesting couple of hours since I recorded the last one, and I am excited to be here with you. And I realized that I didn't introduce the Mulberry Challenge in terms of when Kit and I were starting, or in terms of how we got to this idea, or what tools we're using to make it possible, or any of those things. So today is all about the Mulberry introduction, and I am going to share that October prompt list with you as well. So it's going to be a really basic episode, but lots of good information. So to start from the very, very, very beginning, because there's no better place than that, Kit and I were chatting, and we realized that one of our favorite tools for the words, which is a gamified writing community, has a brand new feature, which is account goals. You can do a word count goal, you can do a time goal, you can do a document goal. You can customize these in some really interesting ways. And we decided that we were gonna do 1 million words in 1 year, which is officially known as the Mulberry, and we were going to use For the Words to help us track that. And in doing so, I also remembered that For the Words keeps really, really accurate track of the time you're actually writing in a document, as opposed to the time you're researching and thinking and like moving around in other spaces. So an added layer of this is that I want to know how long it physically takes to write 1 million words. Even if I don't do that in a year, I want to know how long it takes to write 1 million words. So I'm tracking the literal time, I'm tracking the literal words, and I am utilizing this big new fun feature. Kit is just trying the Mulberry in terms of words and experience and community. And this is, like I said, a fourth or fifth attempt for Kit and the first time for me. So I understand going into this project that I may not succeed, which is a big step for me. Usually when I do things, I do them, I succeed, I win, I call it good. And this time there is a very real possibility I will not hit the goal, which is kind of shocking and kind of scary and kind of exciting all at once. So we're gonna see how it goes, and we're gonna experience that in its full year-long breadth and make the most of it, win or lose. So that is a thing that terrifies me and inspires me all at once. The other thing that I wanted to say in terms of tools, we have For the Words and goal tracking. We have For the Words and their quest feature, which allows you to battle monsters that are worth a certain amount of words or worth a certain amount of time or worth different things. And so we are definitely gamifying this process, which I think will make a big difference. We are also using YouTube to talk about the process. We are using the podcast. We are using Instagram. We might try TikTok. We haven't decided. And we're really just showing up for ourselves and for each other and for you guys. And I will say once again that you can do any project you want. It doesn't have to be the Millwordy in the official Millwordy way. We want you to join us. We want you to be creative with us for a whole year. And we're actually starting that today, like right now. And it's really exciting. And I can't wait to see how it goes. And I think somewhere, maybe not on my social media, but maybe like, maybe on like Twitter, which isn't Twitter anymore, or Threads, I'll do like daily word count or something like that. That might be fun. So yeah, that is the Millwordy in a nutshell, and that is our take on it, and that's how we got to this step in our process. And I have October prompts for you as well. So this is a prompt list that I'm hoping you can utilize for poetry or art or prose or whatever it is you create, and however the words inspire you. So, prompt number one, watching the rain. Prompt number two, lighting candles. Prompt number three, replaying records. Four, naming the bluebirds. Five, doodle ghosts. Six, scrap paper. Seven, maps of everywhere. Eight, ink-stained smiles. Nine, imitation is flattery. 10, tearing down your reality. 11, redyeing your hair. 12, picking a color. 13, matching personalities. 14, stick figure icons. 15, pleasing the gods. 16, stranger in the passenger seat. 17, driving anywhere. 18, doesn't matter. 19, got some stories. 20, claws entangled. 21, harder not to think. 22, so impulsive. 23, origami notes. 24, take the challenge. 25, mocha frappuccino. 26, repainting the apartment again. 27, voices in our heads. 28, where to begin. 29, trendy colors. 30, pumpkin carving. And those are just some prompts that you can use to inspire whatever you're working on, and we hope that you'll tag us if you use them. And you can also find the full list in my Monday Muse newsletter tomorrow and on my Instagram today. And again, I can't wait to see what you do with them. And the last little thing about housekeeping for today is I'm really excited to be back. I'm really liking getting in the flow of this again. It's really nice to be here with you guys, and I hope that you are well. I hope you are having an incredible day, and I will see you again tomorrow for another episode of Learning to Fly the podcast. Have a fantastic day. Tell your friends we're back. And remember to like and share and subscribe and do all the things on all the platforms because we're only getting bigger and better from here. So, see you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.